Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us on this live Wednesday edition, broadcasting worldwide. It is the 18th day of December 2013. The news websites are obviously Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are every weekday. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. We have Infowars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWarsNews.com. Lou Rockwell, to break down the current globalist, socialist, collectivist operations, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today to cover the waterfront. We were able to get on short notice the victim of Pennsylvania's checkpoints where they take DNA without warrants. This is being done under federal grants through intimidation and color of law, basically racketeering. It's happening all over the country, but they intimidate people into doing it by the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. And it's a whole other federal issue, not just a Fourth Amendment issue. It's just on every front. It's a Tenth Amendment issue as well. The victim that spoke out against this is going to be coming on the broadcast. It's happening in all 50 states. And again, it is a part of the takeover of society. It's standardization, the militarization of police. That's federal. The training to take on the Tea Party. That's federal training. And it's just total tyranny. We have an occupied federal government, and this is just what they're doing. And we have to admit that's not rhetoric when I say the federal government's occupied by outside corporate interests who go into other third world countries on record and put in authoritarian regimes, buy off the different parliaments and congresses, and then convert the countries over to tyrannies. In many cases, abolishing the parliaments and congresses later because they don't have to buy off hundreds of people anymore. They can just buy off whoever the military junta is, whoever the military system in control is. So most societies go this direction. And we've just got to get the public to admit that, I don't know, 90% of the time historically you have a total tyranny. The other 10% roughly is just different forms of quasi-corruption. Maybe 1% of the time historically you have a free, open, vibrant country. The problem is that freedom, even any modicum of it, America's never been completely free, creates so much wealth and liberty that the children of the folks that promoted freedom and prosperity become decadent. It's a cycle. And then their children become corrupt and lazy, and then their children become demonic, child-sacrificing devil worshippers running around burning cities to the ground. That's just how it works. Again, Roman emperors marrying their horses, burning down cities for fun, Aztecs doing the same thing, Druids doing the same thing, ancient Chinese dynasty, some of them went crazy and did that. Not quite as often, though they did some barbarous stuff. Africa, same thing, 24-7. Same thing, 24-7 in different native tribes of the Americas. And if you didn't do that, a psycho tribe would show up and take you over. Take New Guinea and the cannibalism and headhunting. I mean, it's just humans are humans. We may have different skin colors and stuff, you know, just like dogs might have. Someone may have white fur and, you know, one might have brown fur, one might have black fur, one might have spots all over it. Man, it's the same brain in there kicking, folks. Same red blood in that dog. Dogs act the same. People, same deal, folks. And if good folks don't get together and come together against tyranny, we get enslaved, tortured, and killed by whatever group comes along to do that. And it's the same thing over and over again, and it's happening with a high-tech version now. We got big news coming up on this Wednesday Worldwide Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-4. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are live and back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the 18th day already of December 2013. Only about 12 days or so left in 2013. We will plunge into 2014. That is such an incredibly important year where the globalists worldwide, not just here, are trying to cement a corporate, private, anti-free market, mafia, monopoly takeover. That's what we're in the midst of when the history books are written later. If we defeat this system or even partially hold it back, we'll look back on this as an incredible time. You know, Larry Klayman, the constitutional lawyer, is universally reviled and defiled and demonized by mainline Republicans and Democrats because he effectively damaged Bill Clinton. He effectively exposed tyranny with the Saudi Arabians in 9/11. He effectively sued the NSA and now has it going to court, and it looks like the judge will rule in that case that it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And so he went on CNN, and they played a demonization piece, basically saying he's a blowhard and an egomaniac and doesn't care about America. We have the piece. I'm going to play it later. And Klayman came on and said, I just want to point out that's propaganda to prejudice me to the audience, and this is a win for America. I've got his transcript here. I'm paraphrasing it. But he said, this is a win for all Americans and to restore our republic. We're in deep trouble. The police state isn't coming. It's here. He's normal. He sees it. Total above Stasi-level spying, literally hundreds of times worse than what the East Germans did. Citizen spies, children spies, schools openly training, everything recorded, everything tracked, press persecuted with it, political minorities and majorities persecuted with it, massive felony actions going on billions of times a day, every time they grab a piece of data without a warrant. And they're publicly using it in federal and state courts, admitting everything's surveilled. The DEA is looking at everything. Totally illegally, and then even creating fake investigations so they can lie to the court and say they didn't get it with illegal wiretaps or illegal data mining. That was in the New York Times a month ago. I told you years ago that they lie in court with fake investigations, manufactured investigations for juries because they don't want to tell them they got the data illegally. That is organized fraud at an industrial scale, at a McDonald's-level scale, at a Walmart-level scale. You know, that big. Federal courts are in every major city. And they're in federal and state courts by the millions of cases a year, and hundreds of thousands of those in total fraud. Reuters reported this as well. Going in with fake cases, perjuring themselves to the jury, and the judge knows, gee, you think we might be in a little bit of trouble? Because, folks, once they standardize fraud and openly put it into the court and codify it, you have a 100% evil government. Williamson County, north of Austin, their former prosecutor and judge is being indicted or been indicted, and others are in trouble. I've always told you it's the worst county in Texas and probably in the country statistically. If you're innocent, they want to put you in jail. If they have DNA and know who killed your wife, they will send you to jail and laugh at you when you're an innocent man with no criminal record, a successful businessman, and will laugh that you're innocent and let the serial killer go free. That's a famous Michael Mortensen case, or Michael Morton case. And again, I have lived here in Travis County with Mordor to the north of me, with all these naive retirees up there. Great people live in Williamson County. Good people. Horrible government. They're always catching Georgetown officials dealing drugs and their kids dealing drugs and the police stealing stuff. I mean, because you've got all these mainline conservatives who are living in la-la land and are in denial, just like you have Democrats living in la-la land. And Larry Klayman comes on and says, that piece demonized me and prejudiced me. This is a win for all of America, not about Larry Klayman. And the disgusting little pretty man, host sits there and makes fun of him and giggles and says, shut his mic off. Because they've got to demonize the hero. They've got to say the good guy's bad. They've got to say the guy being harassed and threatened. Oh, and they make jokes about that. You're paranoid with your tinfoil hat, they say. That's word for word. Claiming you've been intimidated by the government. Gee, he tried to expose Vince Foster murder. He tried to expose Clinton for all the lies. Gee, he almost brought down Bill Clinton. Do you really think he hadn't been harassed? I've gone and bullhorned a federal judge in the Waco civil trial, was threatened to shut up over the phone repeatedly, and when I didn't, they said, we'll be outside later. And I didn't believe it, and they beat the hell out of me outside saying, shut up, and don't go back to that trial again. I cannot, and of course, they got tore up bad as well, but I got beat up pretty bad, broke my nose, you name it. Of course, they kind of freaked out when they broke my nose, and I just went completely crazy and started slamming their heads into the concrete. But the point is that This is a real world, folks. And until you've dealt with the real world, you don't know how real it is. You don't know what we go through. Bongino, Obama's former head Secret Service agent on foreign operations, foreign trips, has had his house, business broken into, threats. They're trying to plant stuff on him. And he's not even giving any Obama secrets out. The point is, in a court of law, the trial's going forward with showing evidence of illegal NSA spying and harassment. Gee, it's admitted the NSA spied on hundreds of Associated Press reporters. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Of course they're spying on Larry Klayman. When our crew went up to cover the NSA in Utah, that night, I'm sitting there and I hear my phone typing, and it wasn't a stuck key on the iPhone. I went over and someone was sending emails to people. I don't even have an email account on there at that time. My phone was hijacked. I had to turn it off and then destroy it. That's the country that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on record. You can pull up Reuters and the New York Times. That guy's type it in. DEA given NSA data. Another headline, DEA created fake investigations to cover NSA data. Reuters, AP, New York Times, you name it. Did not become a big story, though. Came out a few months ago and was never heard of again. There it is. The NSA is giving your phone records to the DEA, and the DEA is covering it up. Washington Post. But the big story is, hidden in the article, they admit they create fake investigations for the jury and the judge. Organized total fraud and criminal activity in the fake drug war, where the majority of drugs are shipped in by big banks that own the aircraft. They ship the weapons in. That's come out in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. $378 billion from 2007 to 2009. That's when that investigation came out. No one got in trouble. $378 billion. $1 billion in two banks alone, Wachovia and Wells Fargo. No one got in trouble. They paid a $111 million fine that, if you do the math, it'd be like if I robbed a bank and had $1 million in a van and I gave the cops $3,000. Here's your tip. Now I can go down the road. It's organized, open criminal activity. They said they weren't spying. They got caught lying. Now they say, trust us, it's for your own good. As mainstream news reported yesterday, Reuters, New York Times, again, you name it. Oh, the U.S. is making ties with radical Islam to bring down Assad because they know we've already exposed them. Now they're going to admit it, but spin it like it's okay and good. Our government is illegitimate and hijacked and run by criminal, predatory groups that see good men and women as their number one enemy, because we can't be bought off, we can't be intimidated, they can't make us run, and they know they've committed all these crimes, and they hate us because they're the criminals. And they want to fully take over so they don't have to look over their shoulder. That's the thing about tyranny, folks. It grows out of criminals that get control of government, and it extincts everything good, because it is threatened by the existence of justice. It is threatened by the existence of honor. It is threatened by the existence of good guys who they know will finally stand up against them and bring them down. So if you're a good person but a coward and have stood down because you're afraid of all this, you are going to be hunted down like a sheep by wolves because you've laid down. Obama came out today, I have the article, and said the Republicans are like the Jim Jones Guyana cult of Kool-Aid slurping cyanide victims. No, the entire political system in this country is a giant Jim Jones cult. And if you buy into it, you do it at the detriment of yourself and your family, because this tyranny is going to be the nastiest one the world's ever seen. And folks, if they don't get in trouble for all the crimes they've been caught committing, it sets the precedent and the sky is the limit. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're dealing with here. They are the cult. They are the fraud. They are the lie. They are the ones endangering our future. And they're going to go for it all. They're going for broke. They're double down, all in, folks. We got to be the same. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, Video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to Video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Decide to stand up and not be slaves. Alex Jones here back live. I want to open the phones up. First time callers, long time callers, as long as we get to the point of your question or comment, I want to hear from you. Please don't call in on speakerphone. Please call in on a landline if you can, only because it's just such bad phone quality in this country now. I'd love to hear from you on any of the issues we've already thrown out there, or any topics you'd like to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Let me run through some of the headlines. Advisors are urging California's Jerry Brown to run for president. What a dopey authoritarian punk. Wants to ban all your guns, wants to legalize all illegals, wants to transfer all wealth from anybody that's middle class to the poor to then vote to bring in socialism but exempt the ultra rich. What a horrible nightmare that's being reported by the LA Times. What a disaster type situation. Can you just imagine something like that? Also, it's being reported disabled military retirees not exempt from pension cuts in budget deal. And they are going to increase the national debt, debase the currency, give trillions to foreign banks, but when they're done, the vets will basically get nothing, and other federal pensioners will get nothing when they're done. You will get a shadow of what you got previously. They follow this plan in country after country. So we know their blueprint, and they admit their blueprint. Homeland Security's in place to make sure you never get the government back so all your money can be robbed, to make you poor. So there is that report, provisions cutting pensions of military retirees in the bipartisan budget deal that the Senate will vote on this week does not exempt disabled veterans, the Washington Free Beacon has learned. And it goes on, Senate Dems block amendment to restore veteran benefits by closing illegal immigrant welfare loophole. That's out of the Daily Caller. That's all up on drudgereport.com and Infowars.com. I mentioned that Larry Klayman and huge CNN smackdown. He smacks them down. Even the normally snot-nosed Politico did a pretty good job reporting that. We're going to play some of that clip coming up. I'm going to work on getting Larry Klayman to pop back in today to give us his take on that. He was on with us in a 20-minute in-depth interview yesterday where he wasn't being interrupted and attacked. Look at this political correctness. New Mexico teacher who said Santa is white on paid leave. I mean, I guess if you said George Washington is white or that Martin Luther King was black, you'd be put on leave. No. It's all selective. It's like another five-year-old has been suspended for making the image of a gun on the playground and saying bang, bang, something we all did. It's mind control. If they can ban the image of something, they can then ban the physical. As the head of the Violence Policy Center said years ago, they said, we don't care what Mr. Jones said in the local paper. We don't care if he goes out and rallies. We've got your kids in the education system. We're going to ban your guns. And they're very public about that. MSNBC says, we got your kids, suckers. So there it is. A suburban Albuquerque teacher who told a black student that Santa Claus is white has been placed on paid administrative leave. Rio Rancho School District spokeswoman Kim Vesley confirmed on Tuesday the teacher is out of the classroom while the incident is being investigated. I should send him to a re-education camp. They've got the, oh, here it is. Barbara Walters on Obama. We thought he was going to be the next Messiah. And there's a video clip of that that we're going to be playing when we come back after the break. But the issue here is that you've got White House advisors and spokespeople in USA Today saying that, you know, as proxies, because Obama stays above all that partisanship. He just has his attack dogs go out and divide and conquer and race bait and race hustle and everything else and class hustle and, you know, all the rest of it with their psychological warfare. If you're a Republican, you're in a Jim Jones death cult. Well, I think you could say if you're a mainline supporter of people like Karl Rove and those that are attacking the real Tea Party, I guess you are in kind of a Jim Jones cult, destroying your own interests and selling America out. But that's kind of like being at the back of the crowd if you're a Karl Rove at the death cult. Up at the front, up on the pulpit, the Jim Jones is somebody like Barack Hussein Obama, selling the Kool-Aid, ladling out the fraud, betraying his mindless followers. I mean, look, they all said he was Jesus Christ. I have that in the Obama deception. I mean, we've got Jamie Foxx saying, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. I mean, you just say that word, you get a tingle up your leg. It's like a sex cult with the folks over at MSNBC, Hardball.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't really need to play Jamie Foxx on television saying Obama is our Lord and Savior and having everyone chant it, do I? Don't need to play Chris Matthews saying he gets a thrill up his leg when he sees Obama. And then he said a few weeks ago that Obama is a perfect specimen, and then Piers Morgan chimed in and said he's a perfect male specimen. I mean, these guys are literally talking about Barack Obama like he's Marilyn Monroe or something, salivating about him like it's in the locker room and they're a football team talking about their favorite cheerleader. And hey, nothing, you know, against that for Piers Morgan and Matthews. You know, both men who are heterosexual, the truth is they're just told, sell him as a godlike sex symbol. And then sell him as the person that's going to give you free cars, free houses, free everything. All you got was an Obama phone. So Carlos Slim, the Don of Mexico, the literal leader of the organized command corruption, could make billions of dollars off Obama phones. Billions of dollars off of Obama phones. And then when I had the Obama phone lady here, that was like a year ago. She's going to be in the Obama Deception 2, interviews you've never seen. She's like, no, my check's got more money coming out of it, and I'm getting hammered, and we need to get her back on. In fact, I want to get her back on in the new year, maybe fly her back here with Harvey, her husband. Really nice lady, fun to hang out with. But she says on tape, she goes, no, it's worse. She said on the show, she said, man, the new taxes is eating the hell out of me, to quote her. And that's what makes you mad when you actually analyze the facts. They raise taxes on poor people more than anybody else. That poor woman works two jobs and can't make it for her and her kids. And I don't blame her wanting a free phone or something. You pay enough taxes in, but see, it's all designed to make you totally poor, and then you just go ahead and give up and go on welfare. What's the point? And then now Barbara Walters comes out and says on Obama, we thought he was going to be the next Messiah. No, no, you knew full well, Barbara Walters. You're smart enough, like Oprah. You know exactly what you're doing. You're there to make people think he was going to save you because the country was on the edge of revolution under Bush, who again was a puppet himself as well. So you bring in Obama under unity. People vote for him for unity. You create all this division. And now you make it about Obama when it's really the New World Order agenda that's behind this whole thing. So here she is on Piers Morgan, two establishment skeksy Muppets together on the same stage, now bemoaning their leader. Because now he's back in, they don't have to act like they really love him. They can get you ready for Chris Christie, Jabba the Hutt, who is basically like a Democrat. I want to go to your phone calls and a bunch of other news, but I want to play this clip, and then we have another clip of new Obama ads that teaches parents how to brainwash their kids about Obozo care, and then they also then target the children in the schools and with ads on Nickelodeon and stuff, and then on ESPN, they're targeting the sports fans, little kids, and Democrats to brainwash their kids and be part of the cult. Induct your child into fraud written by offshore banks. I mean, Obama's just got savage murder ops invading Africa, as we predicted in the Obama deception, bringing al-Qaeda in, mass murder, UN killing people in mass, even in the New York Times. But it's all right because it's our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. And you say those of us that don't like him are all racist and need to die, like Oprah Winfrey said? That's cult-like. People don't agree with Obama because they're racist. Oh, yeah. And now, if you're just a Republican, you're in a cult. And I tend to agree with you. If you think the establishment Republicans, I've been to these establishment Republican and Democratic meetings, there's all these wannabe hangers-on that go and have the coffee and the pie, and they sit there, and the state rep comes and see them, and they all look at the president. Oh, that's a libertarian. Oh, that's a Tea Partier. We're establishment. We know how to win by compromising. No, you know how to lose and be overrun by tyranny like every other country's been. You morons! Bunch of Karl Rove followers. I look at T. Blossom, as he's known. Turd Blossom on TV constantly. There to manage you and just preying on you. I've talked to multiple people behind the scenes when Karl Rove's at a conservative event, looking out through the curtains going, I hate all those scum. Look at those filth. Can't let them talk to all these morons. That's literally. I have somebody sitting in the control room who's been at big Republican events running sound and watch Karl Rove strutting back and forth, literally with hate towards everyone, a gibbering, demonic, hate-filled demon. I was in a steakhouse, Fleming's, with the crew 2 years ago, and I literally wasn't afraid of him or even scared of him. The gibbering and the laughing for 20 minutes. I was going to eat because we got there right at the same time as him and leave, but I couldn't listen with him sitting literally 2 feet behind me, catty corner, gibbering and like clicking noises like something out of a horror movie, and these laughs I'd never heard, and these weird oil people that were all with him. That's who he was with, a bunch of big Texans who just thought they were with a movie star. And he, Rove, had his wife there and these other women. And it was like being in a skeksy dinner. And I said, hey, get us the check. We're out of here. And they said, no, sir, we understand. Believe me, it's on the house. And I literally left the steakhouse. Even though I hadn't eaten since breakfast, it was a Sunday night. I'd eaten at about 8 a.m. It was about 7:30 at night after the Sunday radio show, and I had to physically leave because of the clicking and the chirping and the noises I've never heard before. And I know he listens. He lives in Austin. His neighbors told me. Rove walks around talking trash about me. He's a dangerous guy. He puts innocent governors in prison. And yeah, man, if you like Karl Rove, you are in a Jim Jones cult. But let me tell you something. Obama's running the show, and he's even worse because he's actually got followers. Karl Rove is a degenerating commodity exposed by the Republican Party and done. Karl Rove's over. Obama and his legacy of evil has just begun. So let's go ahead now and go. Who's the real Jim Jones cult here? Here's Barbara Walters. We thought he was this Messiah. Here it is.
You have interviewed every president of my lifetime. Why is Obama facing so much opposition now? Why is he struggling so much to really fulfill the great flame of ambition and excitement that he was elected on originally in 2009?
Well, you've touched on it to a degree. He made so many promises. We thought that he was going to be, I shouldn't say this at Christmas time, but the next Messiah. And the whole Obamacare, or whatever you want to call that, affordable.
The Abominable Rape of the American People Act.
Him, and he stumbled around on it. And people feel very disappointed because they expected...
No, he didn't stumble around. Get her off there. Get that witch off there, that witch crone. He didn't stumble around. He's there to take the blame for you, and you know that full well, lady. While the big banking cartels literally strip mine the American people, like Dylan Radigan said, and extract us, render us down, like you're cutting our organs out, you witch, while you teach the kids 2 + 2 = 5 in an attempt to murder their minds so bad they don't recognize what a bunch of chicken neck, skexy demons you are, leaning over them like a bunch of ancient vampires ready to be blown away at high noon. I see you, and you spiritually stink. You are like foul, rotten flesh. All right, I'm done with them. Let's go to the latest moron flypaper. OFA video teaches parents how to inject Obamacare into Christmas dinner. That's why they always stage terror attacks and stuff around Christmas, so they can dominate the table talk, so the government can force its way into our lives and squat on us. And dominate us and mess with us. And so here they are squatting with these two dumb actors pushing this garbage on people. Here's the ad. So is the moron trendy getting called by his parents?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. You almost here?
Yeah, I'll be there in a few.
He's a good effeminate male.
Because we have something really important to talk to you about.
Okay. That's weird. Any hints?
Don't worry about it.
Drive safely.
Bye.
Notice the creepy, uptight morons.
The heck did they want to talk to me about?
Oh my gosh.
So what's so important?
Your dad and I are moving in with you.
Roomies! No.
He's imagining all the horrible things.
What's so important?
We joined a cult. It's not a cult. It's cult-ish.
It's a cult.
We know what you did in Vegas.
We know what you did.
By the way, they really are joining a cult. That's what it is. They make a joke out of it.
Your mother and I
have joined a circus.
We're Daft Punk.
I'm a wizard.
I'm just a muggle. I am the one who knocks.
Grandma is a dragon.
We got matching tattoos.
He's wondering what it is. He's driving over. What's it going to be?
Oh, you got free health care.
Of course you don't, really.
What did you want to talk to me about?
We know you don't have health insurance.
We love you no matter what, but it's time to get covered.
That's it? Health insurance?
That's right.
It's important.
I know, and I'll do it. I just thought, never mind.
Having the talk is easier than you imagine. Being agents of the Soviet system, signing you on to foreign banks.
Your Uncle Bert?
Organizing for America. Oh, and yeah, the uncle's not being good either. We need you to go sign up for something that's going to triple, quadruple in price, and we're going to lower the standard, and there's death panels, and we're going under social engineering. But this is all really meant to make parents who never see their trendy kids anymore feel like they're in power and they're in charge, to make them go sign up. It's literal mind control. And then they throw it in your face in the Obama ad that he first thinks they've joined a cult, because that's what it is. They're saying, join our cult. Become a sucker. Become a moron. We're trying to wreck America right now under Cloward and Piven. Do the best job you can, son, please. Please, son, we're counting on you. some of the other news that we have here that needs to be gone over. Lottery winner gives $40 million jackpot to charity. Turns out he was the CEO of a company that sold for more than $1 billion. His wife just died, and that got him close to reality. He's a Canadian, so he's giving the $40 million to charity. I haven't seen any discussion of where he's going to give it. You know, most charities, maybe give it to Bill Clinton, where he uses more than half the money for his private jet aircraft. That'd be a good place to give your money. But anyways, good job for that guy. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the other really important news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We already covered this yesterday, but Paul Watson has a new article out. Chinese moon display contains image of Europe being nuked. Russia to deploy rail-mounted nuclear missiles in response to U.S. missile shield. That's a new wonderful development, thanks to the peace leader, Obama. Establishment attacks vitamins with hoax study. That's a key boil-down video we did for the Nightly News last night. Very important, exposing that whole hoax. Very important video up on Infowars.com. Former top NSA official, we are now in a police state. We're going to be getting to that report. Crash, Bitcoin collapses after major blow from China. Who's controlling the Snowden documents and to what purpose? Eyewitness to Hitler warns, keep your guns and buy more. Billion-dollar race, Soviet Union vied with U.S. mind control research. RT admits that they were involved in all that evil as well. Of course, governments are involved in that type of activity. Also, they're now coming out in England and drawing a red line on immigration or else. The EU is telling the EU, you will open up your borders. You will get rid of your sovereignty. In Texas, search warrants can now be based on prediction of a future crime or metadata. That's thought crime. That's pre-crime. Also, Wolverine makes its official project will cease, even though it's a totally clean-burning coal plant that produces no toxins and is part of a clean energy initiative under the clean energy activities of Obama. That is now shut down. Merkel compared NSA to Stasi. Well, don't do that to the Stasi. The Stasi is nothing compared to that. And he had an encounter with Obozo, the Guardian's reporting. China confirmed near miss with U.S. ship in South China Sea. Microsoft Xbox Kinect could be the game changer for homeland security. Oh, they admit it all now. We're going to be getting into all of that for you and so much more. But right now, let's start going to your phone calls. Carl is calling in from Washington State. You're on the air, Carl. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just had a couple questions. Has anybody besides myself noticed that every time they start pushing the gun control laws again, that there's all of a sudden more shootings? Am I just paranoid or what? And
no, you're not paranoid. They've got algorithms where the national directives through ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, even most of them don't even understand this. They can promote mass shootings in movies and TV shows and do reports on it. And statistically, they know through ambient mind control and suggestion with highly suggestionable people on psychotropic drugs playing shoot-em-up video games that a certain demographic statistically will go out and conduct a mass shooting. There's been studies out decades ago that when they had lots of shows about people shooting cops in movies, people would then commit suicide by cop because the idea was introduced to them. A famous example of this is they knew this since the 20s when first skyscrapers had been built. When someone would jump off a skyscraper to commit suicide, if the news covered it, suddenly within hours of it being published in newspapers and then in TV it was worse, there would be droves of people, sometimes two or three at a time, showing up trying to jump off because of the idea. So if they promote mass shooting, even though it's way down and shootings period are down to a 20-year low, it will still create, though, the events they can hype up. But then sometimes they actually stage them themselves and have government, you know, top Air Force commanders handling known people that then say they were drugged and under mind control. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. I had another question if you got time for
it. Yes, sir. I'd love to answer your questions.
You mentioned this last week about four states basically banning all firearms. And my question is, man, how do we stop that? Because if they do enough states, there won't be anybody with any guns to fight federally.
Well, yeah, here's what's happening. Federally, you can't take people's guns. But the feds aren't challenging a lot of states that are restricting guns. And even when the feds ruled in D.C. Heller 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago now, hard to believe, that Chicago, New York, D.C. have to let people own guns, they just aren't doing it. They're telling the federal government and gun owners to, you know what, up a rope. And so it shows how the feds, again, see, that's why you have a federal and state government, because then if the feds are out of line, the states apply pressure. If the states are out of line, the feds apply pressure. It's a separation of powers. That's why you have a legislative, executive, and judicial that are co-equal in the modern sense. Really, before 100 years ago, it was legislative was more powerful because it was lawmakers, and there was more of them and more separation of power within that. Then there was the courts, then the presidency. The president only had power at a co-equal status during a time of war. That's why perpetual states of emergency have been brought in since the 1933 War Powers Act by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anything else, sir?
One more question. Washington State is pretty much a liberal, democratic state, and I'm fighting that all the time. I'm trying to get the message out, but what I don't understand is how you can see so much stuff going on and totally...
They're under mind control. They're in a cult, brother.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling
on down to San Antonio. We're back live. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, About 3 days ago, I had a lady with her children come up to me on the street outside of a restaurant and say, man, we got your Nation Iodine a couple months ago, and we already supplement, but this stuff is really incredible. And Gucciardi was in Whole Foods last night, and a man with his children came over, and he knows who he is, and was just ranting and raving about the difference between this and other supplements. And you've heard the callers call in, even though we don't really ask for that. And all we've gotten is positive feedback on this proprietary Nation Iodine that is truly atomic. That doesn't mean radioactive. It just means it's at its base molecular structure. That's why it turns blue, purple on paper, not black or red, like bound iodine. And I'm not knocking bound iodine. It breaks down your body and is good. This stuff is unbelievable for what it's done for me and my family, my skin, my thyroid, my mind. It's just a godsend, and I'm so glad that this is, because I kept saying I'd come out with my own vitamins and minerals down the road so I could make sure they had the highest quality, but I just kind of kept putting it off busy. Then when I tried this from a tiny little company that nobody even knew about, and it blew me away, I said, I'm private labeling this, and that was the end of it. We're the exclusive distributor of it. Now, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you get your orders in today, they're guaranteed to ship out tomorrow, and you will get them before Christmas. You'll still probably get them if you order tomorrow, but I can't guarantee it because they'll ship out Friday. Get your orders in. It makes a great gift. Tell folks to consult their physician beforehand. And this isn't even that strong of a dose of iodine. It's that it's in the atomic form is why it's so strong. And the first month, I had a little bit of what the doctors and nutritionists told me was, a little bit of detoxifying, felt a little bad sometimes, almost like a hangover. But then after that, it was like the clouds parted. And I am really sold on it myself. That's my second dose today. I need to take it easy. The point is, amazing Nation Iodine. You can get it 25% off when you get it with the fluoride shield that also has the Nation Iodine in it, but five other key compounds that really synergize the detoxification process. You can take them both together. You can get the 2-ounce bottle with a 1-ounce bottle, 25% off. And that special is supposed to end today. 48-hour special is supposed to end in a few hours. We're going to run it till tomorrow morning. 25% off fluoride shield with the survival shield, Nation Iodine. InfoWars. Life.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got the new Wake Up America coffee. That's my favorite coffee, so I went and private labeled it and found the same connection in Chiapas down in southern Mexico. We've got the ProPures 10% off promo code WATER. Best stainless steel gravity-fed filter to cut out the glyphosates and fluoride. We've got the new privately labeled InfoWars dash cam. The same dash cam is $139 to $150. We have it for $99.95, literally bought them in mass, had them private labeled with InfoWars printed on them. This is the best dash cam out there for the price, and they're available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we fund ourselves. You don't hear a lot of sponsors on the show. You don't hear a lot of other stuff, like plugging every segment like other talk shows do. We just find the best products, buy it in mass or individually produce it, and then put it out at an incredibly low competitive price. We have the Seed Center, great way with Christmas coming up and the New Year's resolution to get high-quality heirloom, non-GMO, open-pollinated seeds. We have the widest selection you'll find anywhere at the lowest prices. The lowest prices at the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Because spring is right around the corner, and if you wait to get all these seeds, and then you'll forget and won't plant them. Get them now, put in that spring garden, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We'll be right back for the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long pleasant, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.